Hello everyone, I am Saurabh Sen Sharma from the Microsoft Azure Backup product team, and in this video, I will show how you can use Azure Backup Restore as a service to instantly recover individual files backed up with Azure Backup Agent. Let's get started. Here I have a Windows machine that I have been backing up with Azure Backup Agent, and what you're looking at is the Microsoft Azure Backup console. To use instant file recovery, ensure to have installed the January 2017 update of Azure Backup Agent. This corresponds to the version 2.0.9062.0. You can use this version or any higher version of Azure Backup Agent to use instant file recovery. Though we just introduced support for instant file recovery with the January release of Azure Backup Agent, you can still use it to recover files from backups that were performed with older versions or even the very first version of Azure Backup Agent. Let's now dive into the recovery process. To recover a file with instant file recovery, click on Recover Data on the Azure Backup console, and then select the server from where the backups of files that you want to recover were taken. Since I want to recover files that were backed up from my machine here, I will select this server and then click Next. Here you can see two available recovery modes to choose from. The first option of individual files and folders allows the recovery of select files from backups by using the instant file recovery approach that mounts a backup of a selected volume that can be used to browse and recover individual files and folders. The second option here, which is called Volume, recovers all files and folders in the backup of a selected volume. Since I want specific files from my backup, I will select the default option of individual files and folders and then click Next. Here, select the volume on which the files you want to recover were located. Once the recovery points are fetched, go ahead and select a recovery point. This date in bold here shows a recovery point that is available to recover from. Once I select it, the next step is to click Mount. When you click Mount, Azure Backup Agent requests the Azure Backup Service to provide a writable snapshot of the recovery point you selected as an iSCSI-based recovery volume on your machine. You can also see the server and recovery point details that correspond to the mounted recovery volume. As you can see, the recovery volume is now mounted on my machine. I will go ahead and click Browse to locate the files I need. I can browse my backup as though it were right here on my machine and explore the files in it. And now for my favorite part, I can even open a file right here from the recovery volume even before I restore it to verify that I'm going to restore the right version. This here is a video file that is being streamed all the way from Azure Backup. After having verified that this is the file I need, I can simply go back to the recovery volume, select the file, copy this file, and paste it at a destination of my choice to complete the recovery process. If you have more than one file that you wish to recover, don't worry. Once mounted, the recovery volume is available for 6 hours, and you can check the time that it is available here till, so that you can recover any combination of files that you want from any directory as and when you need them. Now that I am done recovering, I will go ahead and click Unmount and confirm that I want to end the recovery process. And that's how you can use Azure Backup's Restore as a service to browse and instantly recover any files you need from Azure Backup. Do make sure to check out the videos on how to use Azure Backup's Restore as a service to instantly recover files from the backups of Windows and Linux virtual machines in Azure. Thanks for watching.